Seaman.
Mm.
4 years ago.
Yes, sir. Could you tell me what you did when you made a fire in the fireplace? How you made one?
Well, yeah, I just struck a match. I had kindling, they call it, you know, it's fat lighter.
Yes, sir.
Just, you know, you could stick a match to it and hit it and burn it. It wasn't a lot of trouble to build one, you know. But, and I remember when I was a kid, when we lived off down there around Shiver, they had sometimes, you know, they had to get a lot of ashes, you know, save them ashes in that old fireplace.
Yes, sir.
And get a big piece of oak or something and put in there and let it burn to a coal and then cover it up with them ashes and save fire the next morning. But they wouldn't have none.
I see.
And I've seen them, it'd go out on them, they'd have to go maybe far from him, no telling, a half a mile to somebody's house and get some fire.
Mm. Talking about the fireplace, that great big piece of wood that you set back in the fireplace, yeah. What did people call that?
I don't know, let's see. I don't know just what they call that now. But you had to get a, you know, a big piece of oak wood or a pine knot, you see.
Yes, sir.
And cover it up. See, the fire would stay, it wouldn't blaze, you know, but it'll simmer all night. You know?
Yes, sir.
But now, just what they call that now, I don't believe I remember.
Ever heard it called a back stick or back log?
Well, what did that back log? That is one you put in the back there so your fire would come out this way, you know.
Yes. Was that, you mentioned something that you set the log on?
Yeah, fire dough.
Right. Did people have to buy those or did they?
Heck yeah. Of course, they wasn't. They was made out of cast iron, you know. Of course, back them days, you could buy a cast iron cook stove, you know, for $10 to $12, you know. And these iron, they didn't cost much. Of course, now just a dollar or two sometimes is hard to come by.
Right.
That's right.
But somebody I was talking to said that he'd seen some fire dogs made out of railroad ties. Somebody had just made himself some.
No, the railroad steel, you know. Steel. I've seen them, you know.
Right. Oh, I see.
You could take where they cut off a piece of a railroad steel, you know.
Yes, sir.
You could cut them off any length you want them, you know, if you got one.
Yes,
sir. Of course, a fella could get one now. I ain't nowhere near it. Mm. They're all up and down this railroad now.
Right.
They're putting their new steel down through there. But then now there ain't nobody. I wish I had a fireplace, but I ain't got no timber no more. I done sold my land. I got to where I couldn't do nothing with it, and folks steal everything out there, and I didn't find it. So.
Hmm. How much property did you have?
Well, I had 4 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
I sold gravel and timber and everything while I owned it.
I see. That fireplace that you had in your house, was there any kind of open area right in front of it?
Maybe? Well, the fireplace go from about here, you know.
Yes.
Go up there. Well, back here, well, they call it a hearth. They
right.
Just, and it is this brick here. That'll show if any of that fire rolled out here, you know.
Yes, I see.
It wouldn't set the house fire.